Hi, this is Fabi Fab.
And this is Babelito.
And we are
Latinos Who Lunch, the podcast where we talk about important things like
Ay, Chiwiwi.
That was fucked up, sorry.
Hello, hello, hello.
Kasho, kasho, kasho.
Yo, how you doing?
I'm good, man. I am coming
Don't
off.
Don't talk about the weather, bitch. I will kill
no,
you.
No, espérate. Te iba a platicar de... I presented a paper on the College of Art Association. I basically presented a new methodology. It's been in the works for years. So it was a big, big moment. So I'm kind of coming off of that, landing back into my native resistance class. And I have a routine where I come to school at the beginning of the week, and then I spend the entire day of Wednesday just doing research for my class, for my seminar. So it's nice to sit down and actually read for class again, because it's been a while. So I feel good. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you for asking. Shout out to everybody in Boston. The live show, oh my gosh, it was so great to see everybody's faces.
And that's awesome.
Not so great to see some of you guys, honestly. No, I'm just kidding. Thank you to our special guest. Thank you to Maite. Oh my goodness. And hopefully that episode will come out soon if the audio sounds good. We are so excited to share that with y'all. And again, if you want to see my artwork in Boston, it's at the Prudential Center. It's like the big mall downtown. It's at the main entrance on Boylston Street. Check it out. Okay, so let's get to today's episode. Let's not waste any more time.
Let's do it.
Let me waste a little bit of time because I want to do a proper introduction for this fucking badass that I am proud to call my cousin. I am interviewing Stephanie Barajas today. And Stephanie runs the original Lindo Michoacán on East Desert Inn. The Lindo Michoacán. I know a lot of you guys didn't know this, but Lindo Michoacán is owned by my cousin. which is funny because, surprise, and they really did sponsor us for many years. And I think they still would if I asked them because Stephanie is so nice, but I've taken enough of her money. She's incredible. She's one of our madrinas on the show. But anyways, for years, Stephanie has been an avid podcast listener. And she wanted to tell her dad's story and her story of how she got to run Lindo Michoacán. It's the family business for her. And so, and if you guys are confused, because I always talk about being from Durango. Okay, so Stephanie and I are related through our Guatemalan side. So her mom is Guatemalan and her dad is from Michoacán. And
Michoacán.
So we're related through our Guat side. So she's my first cousin on my mom's side. And so... You know, I know it's a shock to many people that a Guatemalan is running a how do you say somebody from Michoacán in Spanish?
Michoacano.
A half Guatemalteca is running a Michoacán restaurant. But you know what? Nothing's real, people. No, she's really from Michoacán. Shout out to Turicato. Okay, so listen, I sat down and I talked to Stephanie about her own podcast because she's such a fan of podcasts that she said, I want to tell my story. I want to tell my family story. And I also want to shed some light on some really amazing business owners in Las Vegas. One of her first episodes was with the owner of Abuelas Tacos, which is one of my favorite spots. And so it's great to hear the restaurant business through her perspective. I remember, well, you know what? We're going to get into it in the episode. I don't know why I'm just like recapping everything we talk about. We're gonna let you listen to it, okay?
No, but it's so exciting because Stephanie, like the memory, I haven't seen Stephanie in a while, but the memories I have of Stephanie, it's always fucking working. She's such a hard worker. So the fact that not only she has time to run a fucking restaurant, put together a podcast, but also, you know, like tell the stories of our communities because Lindo Michoacán is such an essential part of Las Vegas Latinx communities. I remember the first time I went when we first moved in the 90s. So this is an important archive, but it's also a reflection of what a badass your cousin is. Stephanie, we love you.
Yeah. Okay, so we're going to take a little break, and then we'll be back with Stephanie. Babalito, you know I'm obsessed with podcasts, and I'm obsessed with Netflix. I stay watching Netflix. Oh my gosh, I'm trying to get through The Good Place right now, but I can't wait to. I'm trying to. Oh my God, sorry. I'm just like, my head is going over there. Have you seen The Circle yet?
No, The Circle.
It's like a social media reality competition show. Bitch, get on it. The second season is coming out. I want to talk about it. Shubi, I love you. Okay. Anyway. I want to talk about something else. So Netflix has all this content. They're doing YouTube shows now, and now they're doing podcasts. And let's face it, there's not a lot of Latinx representation in Hollywood. And people are like, oh, what do you mean? You already have this, this, and that. No, it's still not enough. And these communities, we deserve some more representation. And that's exactly what Netflix is doing with their new podcast.
Right. So to fill out your Latinx representation and your podcast needs, Netflix is coming out with a new podcast. Has a new podcast. It's called Brown Love. And this is actually hosted by, nonetheless, Dasha Polanco. She actually is from Netflix original Orange is the New Black. So I'm sure you remember her. Amazing stuff.
I love her. I used to follow her on Snapchat when I had a Snapchat, and then I got too grown for Snapchat. But she would post like videos of her working out or like dancing. Girl, I love her.
And this podcast actually based on a fictional podcast from another Netflix show, Gentified. The representation is everywhere. Again, Brown Love, hosted by Dasha Polanco. And in this show, she has all kinds of different actors, and they discuss all kinds of issues that pertain to our communities, but also ideas about dating, sex life, everything that you need from a podcast. It's pretty amazing.
And the best part about the show is how honest she is. If you've seen any of her interviews, oh my God, I saw her on Deezus and Mero the other day. I love her. She is so funny. She is so honest. And the conversations are funny, but they're also serious at the same time. Dasha keeps it real. And that's what I love about her. And it's so funny to, you know, like, I still fall into that thing where I think that the characters on a show, because I used to love watching Orange is the New Black.
Right.
And so to me, she's always going to be Dayanara. I think this show is going to help me like separate the actor, you know, the character from the actual person. So I'm really excited about this show. New episodes of Brown Love drop every Tuesday starting 24. Well, that's February, people. It's out. Watch it.
Again, new episodes every Tuesday.
It. Oh my God, hear it. I'm thinking Netflix.
Make sure to subscribe now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, Pocket Cast, or whatever else you listen to podcasts. New episodes every Tuesday of Brown Love Podcasts.
Yeah, subscribe now. Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, Pocket Cast, or wherever you listen to podcasts. Again, Brown Love. Google it, locas. Y'all, I'm here. With the one, the only, Stephanie Barajas. Hi, Steph.
Hi. Thank you for having me.
Thank you. And you know what? We're actually in the offices of the original Lindo Michoacán on East Desert Inn in Las Vegas.
Yes.
I fucking finally made it, y'all.
I made it. I'm going to be on Latinos Who Lunch, one of my favorite podcasts.
Oh, my gosh. Stephanie, okay. We're going to get into it because you have been a Latinos Who Lunch supporter from
the jump.
Yes, from the jump.
From episode one.
I know. And that's wild because I never thought that having a podcast like this would make me closer to my family, mm-hmm. which that's what happened. I feel like we grew up together.
Right.
You have a brother mm-hmm. and like... Your brother was like one of my best buddies growing mm-hmm. up. And you know, like when you're kids, it's like the boys play with the boys, the girls play. So I feel like when we were little, we didn't really hang out too much. And you were kind of quiet. Mm-hmm. And so when you told me that you listen to Latinos Who Lunch, I was like, oh no, like she's going to know who I really am. And then you're like, bitch, I love it.
Yeah. And that's one of the reasons why I love podcasts.
Yeah.
Because it's a way to be real, you know, like, and to like tell your real selves. And that's why I loved it. That's why I love you.
Oh my gosh.
And it's because you're like being honest, and who doesn't want that?
Yeah. And so
we're closer now, and we're actually padrinos together to our niece.
To our devil little niece,
Alicia. Oh my gosh,
Alicia.
She's fucking crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, it makes sense. I keep
yeah,
buying her.
It was
her...
meant to be. No, Jesus keep... work.
We're undoing all the Jesus that was put into us when we grew up. I bought her a demon bedtime stories for Christmas.
That's cute.
And her mom loves it. Shout out to Celeste.
Yeah, shout out to Celeste.
also big Latinos who want to support her. Okay, so if y'all have ever wondered, like, what's the connection with Lindo Michoacán and Latinos Who Lunch? Stephanie was just like, I want to sponsor you guys.
Yes,
come on.
Hell
so,
yeah. Support.
So, that's right. And I love when our listeners come to the original Lindo and they post a picture on Twitter or they send us Instagrams.
Or for the first time ever, I love doing those discounts.
Okay.
You know, they're like, a Latinos Who Lunch discount? Hell yeah.
Yeah, it's amazing. Okay. So I remember growing up, you're a creative kid and you're always, I think you're more interested in like fashion, right?
Mm-hmm.
When you got out of high school.
Yeah.
What did you think your path was going to be?
Ooh, I wanted to do so many things.
Yeah.
You know, like fashion, be a rock star. You know, I like my heavy metal music. I wanted to be a comedian. I love still to this day.
Yeah.
Everything, but in a weird way, it was what I wanted to do. But yet Lindo was in the picture.
Yeah.
Because I was working there. I've been working there, you know?
Yeah, I'll never forget the look on your face when you started working at Lindo when you were like in high school or something.
Yeah.
And your dad was like, you had to do the dishes and like roll the silverware.
Yes.
And you and Javi were just back there like rolling silverware. And I could like see you in the kitchen while we were eating. And you just like looked at me all sad and you just continued to roll silverware.
Yeah, that
I'm like, damn, they're really putting you through boot camp.
Yeah, that is the effect of bad grades.
Oh, shit.
Not giving
That's
a shit
what happened?
About school. Yeah, I hated school. I'm one of those people that I hated school. Like, no other, like the first thing I would wake up is like, how do I get out of this? What can I do to not go to school, you know? But then again, I went to a Catholic school, so can you blame me?
No, no, not at all. Damn, I know. And for me, school was like a way to like escape.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, oh, I'm not home, and I can just kind of bullshit.
Mm.
And but yeah, a lot of people don't thrive in like the school system.
I think a lot of people thought I was like special needs or something, or because I was very quiet, very shy, and I just didn't participate. I was a loner, but I hated it. But it's funny because it all kind of comes together because my whole senior year, you know what I did? Listen to Howard Stern.
Oh, yeah.
When he was like, the last year before he went to
Sirius.
Yeah. Uh-huh. So that's basically all I did was just listen to Howard Stern. And that's how kind of I got into podcasts, because Howard Stern, like the talking and the...
Yeah, just having like real conversations.
Right.
I mean, Howard Stern, as problematic and stupid as he is sometimes, he's a real pioneer.
Yes.
And I'll never forget what he said about Selena when she died. He's like, she was a hack, she doesn't care, and people they came for her and they came for him and he had to like publicly apologize.
Oh my god,
he was going to be murdered just like Selena. Oh no, I'm gonna cut that out. Okay.
Oh shit, don't cut it out.
I love her, I love her. Please. Okay, so oh my gosh. Okay, yeah, so you got really into podcasting.
Yes.
I mean, radio shows, radio.
Yeah, talk radio.
Even back then.
Yeah, I used to listen to NPR.
Yeah.
Like, I used to listen to that, ghost, alien crap. Because, like I said, I am really into heavy metal. So, you know, sometimes there's days where you don't want to hear screaming or, like, you just, like, want peace. But I would get into talk radio and stuff like that. Then I heard about podcast.
Yeah.
And then that's how I got really into it. You know, the first podcast I ever listened to was Keith and the Girl, because it's about comedians and they talk about what's happening in life and stuff like that. So I've been listening to them for a long, long time.
Yeah, I think the first podcast that I got into was Marc Maron's WTF podcast where he interviews comedians too, and that was like my gateway. Like, and then this comedian has a podcast, and this one ends.
And Marc Maron had that podcast because of Keith and the Girl, you know?
Yeah.
So they've been doing it for like 15 years now, and I've been listening to it for like, probably like six to eight years. I can't remember, but it's funny because I listen to them, and that's the same thing that I love about Latinos Who Lunch is that they're so real with their life and their what they're going through that anybody can relate, mm-hmm, you know?
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm a fake ass bitch, but yeah. You know the real me. I'm not that funny. But okay, well, let's get into that. Okay. So you've been listening to podcasts forever, and I remember we're gonna go back to a lot of stuff that you talked about, but let's just keep on going this way. So I remember you talked about wanting to start a podcast like 2 years ago or something.
Yes.
And you're like, I want a podcast where me and my sisters get real.
Yeah.
And I think your latest episode of All Rice, No Beans, mm-hmm, your new show, has your sisters on it, right? So it's like all coming together, like all these ideas, right? Mm-hmm. So tell me about All Rice, No Beans. What is this podcast that you started?
Okay, so it's about, obviously, it's about Lindo.
Yeah.
And my dad, because obviously to me, that's the greatest story ever told. And I always wanted to find a way to share that story because it's in a kind of frustrating way that people are like, they don't know the real story. You know, they think my grandpa was the owner. They think my dad owns this restaurant, that it's not that restaurant. You know, it's like so many people think it's called Mi Lindo Michoacán. No, it's just Lindo Michoacán. You know, it's like so many details that I was always like, I would tell my dad, you need to tell the story the right way. And I think I kind of want to help you with that.
Yeah, sometimes we have to be our own historians.
Right.
We have to tell our own stories because people aren't recording our stories.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Yeah, I remember I was doing research about the Latino community in Las Vegas, and I went to UNLV Special Collections, and I went to the library, the Clark County Library, and I found like 2 books, you know? Mm-hmm. And I'm like, where the fuck?
Yeah.
Where the fuck are our stories? Latinos are, they are one of the main populations here in Las Vegas that built this town.
Right.
Especially like starting in the 80s when our families got here. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And so I see that you are not only telling your dad's story, but you're also kind of securing his legacy. And letting him tell his story in his own words is also really
important. Exactly.
Yeah.
And because it's like he has the American dream. He did the American dream. He came here with nothing.
Mm-hmm.
But a dream and worked his ass off to do it, you know? And that's, who does not want to listen to those inspiring stories?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And then not only that, but I also want to, I feel that when I was growing up in the restaurant business, I felt that it was too much like competition. And I hated that. My dad still does that. Like he competes with which one is the best Lindo. And that is like the most stressful thing in my life, you know? But I appreciate it because it makes me work harder. But I don't think that just because I'm a Mexican restaurant, I should bring down more other Mexican restaurants or, you know, we should all help each other out. So I also feel like, hey, I know how hard that this business is. And I know that other people can share their stories. And there are people who want to open a restaurant and they're gonna be like, I can't do it, it's hard, or this or that, or what do I need? And this is my goal, is for this to be a gateway for them to listen to other people's stories and be like, they did it, I can do it.
I like that. So you start every episode, and I'm a big fan of yours now. It's so awesome. I'm so proud of you. I'm like,
thanks.
The first episode, I'm like crying, texting you like, Stephanie, you fucking did it. Because all these motherfuckers, first of all, let me just say this, okay? I'm going to get real for 1 second. All you motherfuckers emailing me, sending me DMs on Instagram, like, what kind of podcast equipment do you use? First of all, Google it, you fucking lazy bitch. Second, and I'm sorry, I know my tune has changed because when we first started Latinos Who Lunch, we were all like, you know, fresh-eyed and bushy-tailed, like, we're here to help everybody, la, la, la. Okay, it's 2020, bitch. Like, everybody has a podcast now. Like, it's not that hard to figure it out, right?
Right. No, yeah.
Okay, so that being said, you actually started it, and that's the hardest part.
Yes.
And so every episode you start with an interview with your dad and you're like slowly telling his story, which is brilliant. And then you kind of take a topic from that conversation and you talk to a local restaurant owner, manager here in Las Vegas to kind of shine a light on local businesses, which I think is badass.
Yes. I mean, I can't take all the credit. I do have an amazing producer named David Rosen. Shout out to David. He has many podcasts piecing it together, Pod About Movies, Bird Road, like so many, and he's a genius. So I told him my idea, and he kind of like twisted it around. And also in a cool way, he kind of like pushed me. Because my first goal was, it's funny because when I first started, I think you, I don't know, getting people to interview is pretty hard. So there was times I was like, David, I think it's just going to be the story about my dad because these people are not paying attention to me. They're like, it's hard to get somebody. And he would be like, just do it. Like, you're, no, you're, let's do it this way, this way. So having him push me made it what it is today, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
Because I probably would be too scared or... So podcasting is kind of like an awesome thing because it probably has changed me a lot. Now I'm not scared and I reach out to everybody or, you know?
Yeah, and there was a transformation I saw within your own personality.
Right.
From being in the back of the kitchen to, you know, working your way up the restaurant ranks as it is. And now you're the fucking HBIC at Lindo Michoacán. You don't fuck with Stephanie.
No.
Okay.
Not today, not tomorrow.
But I know that, you know, we've talked before, like, it's this thing, and you know, most of the workers at Lindo Michoacán are male.
Yes.
And it's like this like thing where like your dad walks in and then nobody pays attention to you, right? Kind of thing. And then so you have to really assert your dominance basically every day, right? Until it clicks. Because a lot of these old school Mexicans.
Oh, just
tell me, let's talk about it.
Fabi, don't even get me into that because, it, that shit was fucking, I had to go through some shit, you know, and then it's funny because it's even with my dad, but the employees that would, there would be some that would look at my face and be like, I'm not fucking listening to you.
Damn.
Yeah, and I would be like, then get the fuck out, you know? Like, but I've changed also in so much because before I would be, I'm more calm now, you know? I'm more like, it's also, I don't want to blame them, but I also have to understand my mistakes that I was too tough because I felt that pressure.
Yeah.
When I shouldn't have not been like that, I should have just been calm and be like, talk to that person rather than be like, you don't want to listen to me, then get the fuck out.
Right.
When, you know, it was hard. Or it was hard trying to prove to my dad that I can do it because he saw me as a baby maker wife and he would always tell me that, like, yes.
That's never been you.
That's
not
never
even
been
from
me.
When we were kids.
But,
I never thought.
But
of
he
you
would
like
be
that.
Like, he would push. You know, my brother Javier, my twin brother, was in the business with me.
Yeah,
and it sucked because, I mean, I don't want to bring him down, but I did all the work. You know, women do all the work.
Absolutely.
And I got no credit. He got the credit.
Sure.
You know, and it was hard because I used to tell my dad, "This is what I want to do." He'd be like, what happens when you get married and have kids? What's going to happen to Lindo? Like, he was thinking more about that than seeing my work that I would put into it.
You could be I'm going to get married and have kids and run Lindo.
Right.
Like, you can do it all, but I mean, whatever. Okay.
But, you know, men don't think that women can do it all, unfortunately. So it was a big thing. But, yeah, I mean, now I can tell, now I'm in heaven compared to where I used to be.
I remember you were always very stressed out.
Yes.
Yeah. And like, I feel like now your life is a little bit more balanced because for years your life was Lindo 24/7. And so what happened? Did something happen and you were like, I can't do this anymore? Or I think you just got did you just get more of a hold on the business?
Yes. I think that's what I'm saying. The cool thing about Lindo is that I grew up here. But the bad thing about Lindo is that I also grew up here, you know?
Girl, to the cheese.
So, yes. Okay. So it was just like a lot of fucking mistakes. What I thought you had to do, I couldn't put that line. I would cross it or not cross it. Like, you know, I would go over or two under. So, you know, you have to be on that fine line. And I think till this now, I found it.
Boundaries,
yes. Or or to be like, you're the boss, know your title, know your job, you know?
Yeah. And it's hard because it's a family business. And then I know some of the people that have worked here, I mean, I've known them for years. Mm-hmm. And so it's like, they're your family too.
Exactly.
And I know that being good to your employees is a big thing mm-hmm. here at Lindo, because yes. you want to make sure that they stay here. I mean, I don't think I've ever been to a restaurant where I've seen the same person be a server and, you know, go up to manager for like over 10 years. Right. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, it's important.
Yeah. And that is the cool thing about Lindo, is that you can come in as a cleaner, but one day you can be a manager, mm-hmm. you know, and there's a lot of them like that. But it's just like being loyal, working hard, and showing that you're good attitude.
Yeah, and being here, being present.
Yes, and yeah.
Right? Because mm-hmm. a lot of people open restaurants and then they split and then like, okay, the manager's got
yes,
it.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Yeah, you have to be involved. There is no turnkey open for a restaurant. You have to be there because, like they say, like my dad says all the time, no one's going to see the things the way you see them. And it's true. But it's the way also how I train my managers to see it more, you
yeah,
know?
Yeah, 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 for sure.
Because, and also, like, you want them to feel like this is their career, this is their life, this is not just a job.
Yeah. And that's what we get from your podcast, All Rice, No Beans, mm-hmm. available on all podcast apps.
Subscribe. 5 stars.
5 stars only. But first of all, let's talk about that name. Or last okay. of all, because we talked about it already, but where did you get the name All Rice, No
okay,
Beans?
Okay, so I got the name All Rice, No Beans because I wanted to, first of all, I wanted something to be kind of funny mm-hmm. and yet kind of relatable to a restaurant. So I had a bunch of names rolling around, and then one day it came to my head that when we were younger, my dad used to say to us, all rice, no beans, like, all right, you know?
Oh,
so, for okay. example, like, if we were, like, he would be like, okay, turn off the TV, go to bed, and we'll be like, he'd be like, all rice, no beans. So that's, you know, so he was, like, as a funny way to be like, all right, you got it?
I didn't know that.
Yeah, so then I Celeste, shout out to Celeste again, my yeah. great sister. Me and her were throwing back. Good thing this is just audio. we were throwing out names, and I told her, hey, what do you think about this? And she was like, do it.
Yes, mm-hmm. It's good. It's good. Yeah. I love it.
And it's restaurant related. Yeah. Lindo related. You
or
know?
Like when white people come in and they're like, I just want rice, no beans.
Yes.
Half of avocado.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Can you make the pico de gallo without onions?
Oh, God. Yes. But we'll do it, and we're happy to do it.
Yep. Come to Lindo. Yeah. Order what's on the menu. Thank you. Yo, that menu's crazy. Y'all have so much stuff on mm-hmm. your menu. And I've said this before. I said this on Latinos Who Lunch is like, because I grew up eating here, mm-hmm. I didn't realize how special Lindo Michoacán was until I started traveling. And, like, now, like, I'll go, like, even when I go to Texas or whatever, and they're like, this is the best Mexican restaurant on this side of the Rio Grande, right? And I go there, and I'm like, okay, this is good. And then, like, watching me eat stuff, or, like, when I go to New Mexico, too, and I'm like, it's good, but it's not, like, it's fine, mm-hmm. because I'm used to just, like, Lindo, which is excellent. You know what I mean?
Right.
Lindo Michoacán is an institution. People come here for the food, but they also come here for the environment, the mm-hmm. ambiance, the way that you guys have the restaurant set up. It's almost like, I don't know, it just like feels like somebody's house, but at the mm-hmm. same time, it feels like it's very Baroque. It's like filled to the brim with like art and pottery mm-hmm. and painting. I mean, it's murals. It's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So you guys really create a really cool environment.
Yeah.
And if it's your birthday, well, it's always your birthday.
Yeah, it's always
somebody's
birthday.
Birthday at
Lindo. Yeah,
they go crazy.
My favorite are like, they're like, we have 6 birthdays today.
I'm like, okay, cool.
Yeah, okay.
Let me get the tequila.
But yeah, the decorations is my dad.
Yeah.
And the cool thing is that I respect the way he does it because he wants to do it one of a kind, travel to Mexico, find one of a kind pieces, bring them back, the fucking hell that we go through to bring those items here, make mm-hmm. sure they're not broken or this and that, and then put them around is something that he loves to do.
Mm-hmm.
and I'm slowly learning, you know? I'm trying to learn as much as I can because that kind of stresses me out too. Like, I'm going to have to decorate. I'm going to have to do menus, like, so it's...
Yeah, but your dad is also extra. Like, he doesn't have to... He doesn't have to completely remodel a restaurant every 2 years, you know? Like,
oh, he... Yeah. He,
every time I go in there, I'm like, when'd y'all get that giant pineapple ceramic? Like, what? Y'all need to chill. Like, yeah, this is too much.
I know. Yeah, I think right now we're finally to the point where the Lindo is perfect. And he... Well, he says, but then he will be like, look what I bought. Where do I put it, you know?
Oh, my God. Yeah. You're going to have to put stuff on the ceiling pretty soon. I mean, just hang it. Just hang them like piñatas.
Yeah.
So, okay. So, just to clear a few things up, there are actually 3 Lindo Michoacans in Las Vegas. But the one on Easter's Desert Inn is the original.
Is the original and the best.
Yeah. Duh. Yes. Obviously. You're here. Yeah. Come on. And also, all the recipes are family recipes and your dad's recipes, right?
Yes, and my grandma.
And your grandma. Mamacello. Oh, Mamacello. Mm-hmm. She was so nice.
Yeah. Mama, I was lucky enough to have her teach me. She wasn't fucking nice, though.
She wasn't?
She was tough.
Really?
Yeah.
Would she just yell at you?
Yes.
She didn't measure shit, but you...
She didn't measure shit.
Like, how am I supposed to know?
Yeah, she didn't measure shit. She was like, you know, grandmas.
Yeah.
She was more like, save, don't throw this out. Like, she would like... An onion is, you can't throw nothing out. So it was pretty, it was pretty hard.
Yeah. What's your favorite dish?
My favorite dish? Yeah. Ooh.
To make or to eat?
Steak al jerez.
Oh, tell me about it, please. Ooh, in
it's
detail.
It's a nice piece of meat, a steak.
Yeah.
And then they do like this little wine sweet sauce with onions and bacon bits.
Oh, my God.
And then you get like the habanero sauce that we make on the side. Ask for it. You get your tortilla, a little bit of beans, a little bit of rice, a little piece of that with the sauce habanero.
Damn.
The fresh flour tortillas, not corn flour.
Okay.
Ooh. I know what I'm having for lunch today.
Me too, shit. No, I'm vegan. Just kidding. I'm just going to have corn tortillas. And so, what was I going to ask? Oh, my God. I'm so hungover.
Jet lagged. I'm hungover. Just kidding. I don't.
No, yeah, I don't drink. Sorry. Soy una que le dios. Since you've taken over the restaurant, have you implemented anything that's like a little bit different from how your dad used to do things? Like, are you getting into the groove in that way, or like putting things on the menu that your dad didn't think of before?
The only thing that I think I have changed is the way we run the staff.
Yeah.
So, believe it or not, I'm a little bit nicer. More like, I believe in second chances. I believe in, like, if something is wrong, let's talk, you know, rather than be like a bitch and just be like, you're a robot, you're here to work, and that's it, you know? So, I kind of think that I'm a little bit more, not as strict as my dad in that sense, but yet I follow his rules, his system. Like, the system for the customers has to be right, but as in the way we treat the employees is maybe a little bit different, you know, like more understandable. Like, people have problems, you know?
Yeah. And do you think that comes from you being an employee and like you being with them? So you understand, like... You were treated like they were treated
exactly.
At one point. So you're like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, for sure. Like that. And I tell people that, like, you're lucky that it's me and you don't have my dad anymore, because my dad, I remember a story once where it was like Valentine's Day and I was a hostess. And obviously I'm the main one because that's it. Like, my dad is like, you are the one in charge, so you have to know where to sit everybody. And so... my dad got like too anxious from a couple that was like pissed off that needed to get sit down. So he sits that table down. And so he kind of messed up my thing. So in front of everybody, he yells at me and calls me names. And a client was like, hey, you are not going to talk to her like that. And my dad was like, she's my daughter. I'm going to talk to her however. Like, he was beyond pissed.
Wow.
And what did I do? Cry. You know? So it was just like he would yell at people in front, you know? He's calmed down now.
Yeah.
But I understand him because that's how I used to be too. I used to get really pissed because you want it to be perfect, you know? But that's what I'm saying, that I have learned that, yes, people make mistakes, and maybe there's a better way to talk to them than calling them a pendeja, you know? It's less fun, but...
Yeah, that'd be kind of fun, though. No, I'm just kidding.
You know what I mean? Or, like, calling them, like, what the fuck? Or, are you stupid? Or yeah, this or that? Like, so I honestly have tried my hardest to fix that, and myself and my staff.
Change the culture.
Change the... Yeah.
And, yeah, and people can tell. Like, when mm-hmm. you go to a restaurant and the employees are... not treated well,
right?
It's reflected in the mm-hmm. experience, even in the food, like the way the food's made, you know what I mean?
Exactly.
If people are happy working, or at least not terribly stressed out that their boss is gonna yell mm-hmm. at them, it's just better energy all around.
Exactly. And I want my employees to want to come to work, not mm-hmm. to be like, fuck, I gotta go because Miss Bitch over here is yeah. like in a bad mood or whatever, or is expecting too much of me, or, you know. It makes me happy that when that they tell me that they love being here, or that they're happy here, or that they feel, especially from that they're coming from another part of the world, another country, and they don't know anybody, and then they come in here and they, you know?
Yeah, they feel like they have a support yeah. system instead yeah. of, like, they're looking out for them, their lives,
yes,
basically.
Yeah. Because
it's their livelihood.
Exactly, yeah. yeah. So we're less more, like, understandable. Like, if you're late before, we would be like, go home, you're fired. But now it's just like, why are you late? Why did this happen? And you talk to them, you know?
Yeah.
You don't know what happened to them. You don't know if the day before they didn't sleep or something. Right. Usually that's them fucking partying, which is another thing I'm trying to fix, but...
Girl, we could get into that. No, that leads me to this question. Like, you know, we talked about boundaries mm-hmm. and I know that there's this thing where you want to be friends with your employees, but sometimes it's better just to be friendly than actually be their friend. You know what I mean?
Ooh,
did you learn that lesson?
Ooh, I learned it the hard way.
Tell me something ooh. Good. Tell me a story.
So, okay. So when I first started, I was yeah. young, mm-hmm. you know? So obviously, my goal is to be the boss. But back then, my goal was for everybody to love me.
Oh, God.
And I had friends that I should have not had friends. Mm-hmm. I did things that I should have not done. I went to, you know, like it was hell, to the point where my dad was like, I don't think you should work here anymore. Like, there was a time where he wanted to fire me, tell me to do something else. I took time off and had to think about how I'm going to fix this, yeah. you know? Because I was hanging out with the wrong people. And then it's stupid because you're, for example, like me, I'm the boss's daughter. So if I go to a party, they're like, the boss's daughter's here, and I'm drinking and I'm doing this. And then it doesn't help the next day where I come into work and they're late. And I'm like, hey, why are you late?
And they're like, bitch, we was doing body shots with yeah, the same person last night.
Exactly.
What are you talking about?
You know, so it's like nothing, you're not respected, you're not listened to, you know, and you hang out with the wrong people. There's fucking rumors about you that maybe are true, maybe are not true, but, you know, the chismes, you know.
Girl, the chismes.
The chismes. Like, that's what I'm saying. Now I know my spot. Like, I kind of see it like I'm a principal. I'm the principal of the school. I have my teachers and I have my students, you know?
I see.
So sometimes, and remember one time we were talking about this, that I was just like, sometimes my managers are like, ooh, girl, do you want to hear what happened with so-and-so? And I'm just like, no, I
and
don't.
I'm sitting there like drinking. Stephanie, come on.
You know, because yeah. it's... Yeah, some shit
don't
is.
Don't tell me. Sometimes better just not to know.
Yeah, exactly.
Right?
For my sanity.
Yeah.
For the way I look at that person, because I know, and it's funny because I've been there, you know? I remember there would be an employee party the next day. My dad would be like, come here. Take me to the office and be like, I'm hearing this, 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 and this, you know?
Yeah.
And be like, he'll be like, what the fuck are you doing? And then it's the same to me, like, now that they'll be like, dude, in the party, so-and-so did this, so-and-so did that. I'm just like, I don't want to hear it. Please, I don't want to hear it. To me, she's an innocent baby, you know?
Right, right.
She's a little girl or a guy or this or yeah. that, you know?
Yeah.
And some parties, unfortunately, have affected employees like they affected me, you know? Mm. So, I don't know. It's just, it's better to know your... I mean, the employees can do whatever they want. You know what I mean? I'm not going to tell them not to, but yeah, it's fucking sucks.
But it could be disencouraged or what's the word? It's definitely, it's just a lot easier if you don't get into all that drama, girl. That's the one thing I do not miss about working like in an office or like at a casino. Like I worked for many years was like, you're immediately sucked into the fucking bullshit.
Yes.
And I like that analogy because working at a restaurant is like high school.
Right.
Porque todo chisme, you know, like and everybody knows everybody's business because you're working so much together and in such a tight quarters that you just know everybody's shit.
Yeah, and you want to be the popular kid. You're dying to be the popular kid, you know? And that was me. That was my mentality back in the day. It was like, I want to be the cool boss. I want to be the cool person. I want everybody to like me. But what happens? They take advantage of you. You can't. That's never going to happen, you know?
Yeah, do you ever feel like sometimes people have like bad intentions too? Like when they're getting to know you, like, are you really being nice to me because you are nice, you know, kind of thing? Or because I'm the boss, you know?
Yes, exactly. Mm. You know, I do love ass kissing and I recommend it for me.
Oh, for your employees?
Yeah, I recommend that they kiss my ass for sure. I love it.
Who doesn't?
But that's what I'm saying, you know, like bring me the donuts, bring me the treats and stuff. Yes, please. But yeah, sometimes I do, you know, like sometimes there are, and there is till this day, there are sometimes that people think that I'm giving them more, a little bit more attention than I should. And they're like, Stephanie loves me. Well, I'm going to tell Stephanie, like to the managers, like, well, if you're not going to give me the day off, I'm going to ask Stephanie because I know she will. So I'm just like, no, bitch, you know, like. So I have to
talk to the teacher.
I have to be like, yeah, I don't fix schedules. Talk to the teacher.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
But it's till this day does happen like that. So that's what I'm saying. Are you talking to me because you want to talk to me, or because you want to be like, hey, the boss likes me, you know, or she's gonna treat me a little bit special, you know?
Yeah. Oh my gosh. There's so many dynamics. Okay. So then you go home. And you just want, what do you just stare at a wall? Like, there's so much. Like, how do you unwind? What do you like to do?
I have, okay, this is gonna be embarrassing, but.
Say it, girl.
I do puzzles.
Come on, puzzles? You better put those things together. What's your favorite? Landscapes, puppies? What are you doing?
I do like, okay, this is what I do to unwind, okay?
Okay, tell me.
So I have my dogs.
Okay.
Okay, I
have kind of dogs?
I have a lab.
Oh, yeah.
I have
what color?
Yellow.
Oh,
good
classic.
Old fashion American yellow lab.
Yeehaw.
You know? His name is Serge, after Serge from System of a Down.
Oh.
My favorite band.
Me too. So bad. Yeah. In high school because of you guys.
Yeah.
Y'all were fucking. That was my first concert.
Yeah.
With you guys,
oh, yes, I
so
remember.
So corny. I was like wearing a skull tie. I was like, I'm so cool.
I know. I've
oh
been
my
there
God,
too.
How embarrassing.
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
And then I have a bulldog named Zeppi after Led Zeppelin.
Wow.
Zeppelin. And then I have a dog. I just adopted a beagle from an unfit 16-year-old mother. Just kidding. No. But.
Well,
and her name's Abby.
Okay.
She's like 3 years old.
She already came with a name.
Yeah, I don't want to mess her brain up, you know? I name her something else. So I like to spend time with my dogs. I like to get high, smoke a lot of weed, you know, watch TV, The Simpsons.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I like to do puzzles. I like to do like arts and crafts because it just keeps my mind busy.
Yeah.
I'm a very like... Like, I can't go home and, like, I can go home and sit maybe for, like, 30 minutes, an hour, but I have to be doing something.
Okay, well, I got a lot of piñatas to make in the next month.
Oh, there you go.
So,
hell yeah,
come
yeah.
Over. please come over. You want to make some big hot Cheeto piñatas?
Okay. Ooh, that sounds cool, actually.
Okay, great. I should have brought them over now. Oh, yeah.
And, you know, I like to do, for my free time, I like to go to the movies.
Yeah.
Comedy shows. There's a lot of cool comedy shows here in
Las
Vegas.
Tell me about that. I actually don't know about comedy shows. Where do you go?
So I go to the ones in the casinos, but they have like the Stratosphere has one, the Tropicana, the Rio.
They have small little comedy
clubs. Yeah, they have
there?
Like the Comedy Cellar at the Rio.
Oh, cool.
They have the Laugh Factory at the Tropicana. They have like the LA Comedy Club at the Stratosphere, and they have nightly shows. And it's pretty cool because you see like Las Vegas.
Is there local comedians in those showcases?
Mm-hmm.
What?
Yeah.
See, I stay off the strip, I guess, so I don't.
Yeah.
I've never seen them.
And it's cool because, you know, I'm new to Instagram. which is, has changed my life because I follow comedians and I go to, if I see that they're playing at a show, I go to it and more local comedians come up, you know? I think Vegas is getting there with the comedy, which is good.
For sure. I mean, so many big names are headlining on the Strip. That should trickle down, you know? So like
this, exactly.
The local scene.
Yeah. Or concerts, you know, rock concerts always. So I'm a pretty fun girl.
I'm a fun gal, single, ready to mingle. Okay, you know where she's at.
No kids.
No kid.
No
damn.
Kids.
Okay.
I think I'm a catch. What
hell
about
yeah.
you?
Okay. You want me to play matchmaker right now? If you're interested, please email. No, just kidding.
I don't want to get murdered.
No, I know. No, my gosh. I listen to a lot of murder podcasts.
Yeah,
too.
Me too. Yo. Me too. I'm scared sometimes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Especially like when you go on walks at night in our neighborhood.
Oh, yeah.
Girl.
Mm-hmm.
We live in the same neighborhood.
Yeah.
We never see each other.
I know. Isn't that crazy?
What's the last rock concert you went to?
The last rock Tool.
Oh my God, you really love that shit.
Yes.
See, I for some reason, all that music, I still, when I listen to it, it like it's very nostalgic for me.
Mm-hmm.
Like once a year, I'll like bust out all the System of a Down CDs and I'll just put them on.
Treat.
And I know all the words and I can't, people are like, this is really, I'm like, dude, this was my fucking shit.
Yeah, that was our lives.
That was our life.
It is my life till this day.
You know, one of the funnest moments I remember with us was... You and Javi, and I think Celeste too, the siblings, we were at your house, and this was like 90s, like before the video game Rock Band, and we would go into your garage.
Oh,
remember?
Yes!
We would go into your garage, and
we would blast
music, but we would mime it.
We were
lip syncing, and like you're like, okay, Justin, you're the bass this time.
Yeah.
You were usually drums, right?
Yeah.
And then,
That was so much fun.
We would like pretend we were rock stars.
That was so fun. We created TikTok.
That's right. That was like a mix of TikTok and Rock Band.
Yeah.
But we were just doing it
with the
garage closed.
Yeah.
Like the garage was this, like the people, like the garage door. Your neighbors probably hated us.
We were just in there. They're like fucking Mexicans.
What the hell are they doing playing Nine Inch Nails all day?
Yeah.
That was so funny. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. That reminds me of your quinceañera.
Yes.
Remember your quince?
My quinceañera was all like rock.
Get darks.
Yeah.
Get darks. I remember your quince waltz song was
like, Nirvana.
Yeah. Smells like Teen Spirit.
See, I know how to do. Even back, I was born a rocker, will die a rocker.
That's amazing. That's so funny.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. And so, weren't you into jazzercise for a little while?
Yes. Me and Celeste.
What the hell?
Jazzercise was the shit. The only thing the reason why we stopped going is because they moved.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but that was, you know, Zumba. Jazzercise is the shit.
Really?
Yeah.
What's the difference? Well, the music, obviously.
The music is like more like
80s shit? Or
yeah,
what?
Like more, you know. I'm an old lady at heart, so I hang out with old ladies. It was just pure old ladies and me and Celeste.
My God. Happy. I love that, because old ladies don't give a damn.
Nope.
They ain't looking at you. They don't give a fuck.
Nope.
That's what I love.
And if you're not doing it right, they'll tell you.
Oh, my God. You know one of the hardest fitness classes I took was a step class?
Oh, yeah.
Where you just, like, step on a thing and step off of it. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
you're just
like
step on the thing.
Whoa.
It was so, my brain, it was just like, I guess because like when you go up a step, my brain like kept wanting to move up, but they're like, go up and down and up and down. I'm like, where are we going?
Yeah.
I need to go somewhere. I don't know what's going on here.
These classes, man, some of them are insane. Didn't you used to take like a jazzercise? Fucking Zumba times 10 hip hop class.
Yeah, it's called Mixed Fit.
Yeah, I wanted to take that.
You should do it.
I know, I heard you talking about it. I was like, you know what? That kind of sounds cool because, like, I need to learn how to, like, dance, I think, because I can headbang like no other, but dancing, or that's why, like, I took jazzercise, but jazzercise was, like, you know, like the little hand movements, the kick the leg. It was, like, so. Helping old lady with her arthritis. nothing hard, nothing crazy. So I kind of wanted something more
challenging.
And how's Zumba?
Zumba's good. It just depends. Es que cuando no tienen ritmo, the instructors, it really bothers me.
Yeah.
And no offense, but like, I don't know. It's just it when it's like a Latina or like a black person as your leader, it's just like it's just so much better because they need to be on top of the beat, you know. And if they're not, it's just it makes the whole class awkward.
You know, I didn't like Zumba because I felt like they were just trying to take you in to fucking give you those Herbalife.
Girl, that was me. Yeah. I was like, yes, quiero uno de cookies, you know. You know that piña?
Yeah, all the tortillas ladies are in the Herbalife cell, like.
Girl.
And so I.
All the tortilla ladies are lindo? No way.
They're all in the pyramid. They're like, Steph, do you want to, are you low in energy? Don't drink a Red Bull, drink this.
We've been putting Herbalife in your tortillas at Lindo for years now. We're getting you addicted to it. Why do you think they're so fluffy? Y'all make your own tortillas.
Yes.
Yo. Talk about that. Ooh. So good.
So good, but not good for me.
Yeah.
Because I eat them every day.
Do you eat at Lindo every day?
No, not every day, but I do like once a week because I crave it.
Yeah.
Like the worst is like watching the food come out, like them like all prepared.
Do you guys make your own chips?
Yes.
You do? Mm-hmm. That's why they're so damn good.
Yeah.
Tell me about, okay. So here's the thing about Lindo. So we're back to Lindo, okay? When you come here, they don't play, okay? Mm-hmm. You sit down, the chips and salsa, and bean dip, okay? Mm-hmm. My friend Mark, I'll never forget it. I brought my friend Mark, and he was like, beans? Free beans? He was like, free beans? He just kept saying, and I'm like, yes, free beans! It was and it's the perfect pairing with that salsa.
Mm-hmm.
That your dad's recipe. Oh my god.
Okay, well let me give you a little insight on that recipe.
Tell me.
Me and Javi changed it.
Did you?
Yeah.
See, this is what I want to know.
Yes, okay.
Tell me the details.
So if you go to any other Lindo, the salsa is not the same.
Okay.
Because me and my brother, well, probably not because my dad was like, tell him how to do it, you know? But
oh, the other
so,
ones.
The best part of my life was probably when I was the prep salsa maker, salsier, whatever they're called. And me and my brothers used to come
in. Salsier, okay. Olé.
You know, leaving me a fancy title.
Hello, my resume is stacked, okay? Le Cordon Bleu, who?
So me and my brother used to, it was like the best life. We used to come in here at 6 in the morning.
Damn.
And work till like 3 or 4,
mm-hmm.
and then go to Le Cordon Bleu at 6. But from 6 in the morning to 4, it was like just me and him making the salsas. So it was me and him doing it together.
Yeah.
So there was times where we had nothing to do, and we were like, let's improve this. So one day, one full day, or maybe 2-3 days, we'll just focus on one salsa and change it up.
Oh, all the different salsas from all the dishes. Because y'all have a ton of salsas.
Yeah, we have a lot of ton of salsas.
Yeah.
So me and my brother have changed a lot of them. But the most proud one is that one.
The chips and the original salsa. Okay, you don't have to tell us like exactly the recipe, but get into the main ingredients.
So the main ingredients are like the chile de árbol, which is the most important thing.
Is that come dried?
Yes.
Okay.
But the most important thing is because you have to know how you have to fry them, but you can't. But see, that's the trick. If you overcook them, it's not good. If you undercook them, it's not good. You got to know that color. Once you see that color, you stop. That's the trick.
Yeah.
And then it has onion, garlic, and salt. That's it. It's simple, but yet and tomato.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
It's so good.
Yeah, but the trick is the way you cook the chiles. And it has to be chile de árbol 100%.
Yeah.
Like nothing chile japonés, nothing that chile de árbol that was not good seasoned. Like it has to be really good.
Is that, you have to soak that one before you cook it? Or am I thinking of something?
You're thinking about the enchiladas?
I think
you're
thinking
enchiladas. Yeah.
Oh, okay, okay.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Mm-hmm. Damn, y'all make so much of that.
You
have to like cook so much. You have to wear a mask when you cook it. Doesn't the pepper like that's crazy.
I know.
You're probably immune to it.
Yeah, I'm immune to
it. I'm dead inside.
I did drugs, so I'm okay.
See, it all came in handy.
Yeah,
all your nerves are dead. That's good.
Oh, my nerve, just kidding, I would never do that.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. And then okay, so you get your salsa. That is such a good salsa too. And you know what I love about it too is that we're gonna be real here, white people love Lindo Michoacán. They love Mexican food in general. They love us, mm-hmm. right? Except for when we're taking their jobs. No, I'm just kidding.
That was the greatest thing ever.
No, I'm just kidding. We're not. You guys don't want to do what we do. So, I build a wall, am I right? So, I'm going to have to cut all this out. I'm just doing jokes for you right now. The salsa at your restaurant is just so fucking Mexican.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's not watered down. It's like full flavor. Mm-hmm. It's spicy. Because I see this happen a lot. Restaurants will open and they'll see like, oh, you know, the white folk is too spicy for them.
Mm-hmm.
And so they like put out a paste picante. Okay, shout out to Macayos, rest in peace. But
yes.
Like their sauces were so like, I liked them, but they were like, I could tell this is like a special white people recipe.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And so,
which sucks.
Yeah. And so this one, and I like that you do the beans because I see a lot of people do it. They'll dip it in the salsa and dip it in the beans because it's like a perfect combination with those freshly fried chips. Let me tell you. Do you guys double fry them? Tell me the truth.
No.
Oh, they're so warm. Some people double fry them.
No.
So they'll fry them, they'll put them out, and then refry them before they take them out. You just have really good warmth.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't think that's healthy, is it? Double fry?
Hell no, it's not. No. But I'm here for it sometimes. And then, and then of course, you get fideo. Tell me the fideo story.
Ooh,
what is
fideos?
Your dad said on your podcast that he kind of hates fideo because he used to have, when he was little, he had to eat it all the time, but then he made it. But it's such a comfort.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that goes back to the experience at Lindo being about like coming home.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, because my grandma, eating at my grandma was like the best thing because talking about frying, I have a funny story about her frying stuff. But when we would eat at her house, my grandma was this, soup first, then your meal.
Wow.
So I think that's where my dad got it. You know, like he was raised that before you have your meal, you have a little soup, you know? So my grandma used to make this awesome like green soup. I don't know what she put in it, but she used to put, but to top it off, you put Cheez-Its. So my grandma would fry the Cheez-Its thinking that they were not cooked. So she would fry Cheez-Its.
The crackers.
Fry them.
She thought they were like a raw ingredient.
Yeah. And it was like, I remember one time like trying to explain to her like, no, you can eat them like this. And she'd be like, no, they're not cooked yet. What are you doing, you monster? And she would fry the Cheez-Its and you would put them on top of your soup. Ooh.
Girl.
Fried Cheez-Its, everybody.
Your grandma.
Yeah.
I'm sad I didn't get to know her as well. But, you know, dos mujeres un camino, right? So... No, our lives are soap operas, girl. And so speaking of, we are related through our Guatemalan side. Mm-hmm. So secret, industry secret.
Yes.
The owner of Lindo Michoacán is half Guatemalan.
Yes.
Guatemalans are everywhere,
bitch. Yes. Oh, we have a lot of Guatemalans at the restaurant.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Y'all think you're having an authentic Michoacán restaurant?
Oh, no.
I mean, experience. Half of them are Guatis, okay? And what part of Michoacán is your family from?
Turicato.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, and then your dad's Michoacán.
Yes.
From Michoacán.
Yes.
100%. Yes. Pues se le ve. Like,
yeah.
He's like such pride.
In
he's like an ambassador for Michoacán, you know, for sure. And so, yeah, you're always going to get the fideo soup with your meal. And then you also have, like we mentioned, the fresh tortillas.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's so good. So good stuff.
Ooh, so good. So good.
Oh, my gosh. Well, I'm so excited to keep listening to your podcast.
Thank you.
Because your interviews so far have been badass.
Awesome.
You know, I love La Thai, and I didn't know that you liked it too. I mean, obviously, it's like the best Thai restaurant in Las Vegas. So it was really awesome learning their story and how that restaurant came to be.
And I'm very, like, happy and honored that these people who are, like, important, super busy, are taking the time out to come and talk to me is like, it's a good feeling, you know?
Yeah, for sure.
Because like, you know, they're busy. They're hella fucking busy. Mm-hmm. And yet they come and support this. And then the cool thing is that I have really cool people lined up coming up.
Ooh,
so keep an eye out for that.
I'm excited.
Yeah.
And speaking of busy, I know you're busy. You keep looking at the clock like, bitch, I gotta go run a restaurant. What are you doing? But... Since you're new to social media, wait, why weren't you on social media before? Can we talk about that? Or no,
just,
you don't want to talk about it?
I don't, because
I'm too busy for that
shit. Yeah, because I kind of saw it like like.
I remember you were on Facebook as Jesus.
MySpace.
Or MySpace.
MySpace as Jesus. even back in the day, I didn't get it. I don't understand the reason for it. Now I do because I have a point. You know? But all these people who have nothing, that are doing nothing, what are you doing? Like just posting like pictures.
Selfies.
Like driving in the car and being like singing, like, come on. You know, like that's what made me like not get attracted to it. Yeah. But now that's what I'm saying. Now it's different because I see people promoting their stuff, people supporting each other. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, I love that. And again, I love that it's not a competition.
No, it's people eat three times a day. Come on, relax.
I know. And this is the thing. This is the way that I see it. When you told me that, I was like, you know, sometimes I come to Lindo and I see the same people. Like, some people come here and eat every fucking day, which is wild. But it's like, sometimes I wish I could tell those people, like, you know, you can go eat somewhere
else.
And then those people that are at the other restaurants can come eat here. You know, like, it could be a whole network of, like, hey, you like Thai food? Go eat here one day. And then they can, you know. It's a way for people to share clientele instead of
compete for the
clientele.
And there's so many good Mexican restaurants, good many taco places, good many Salvadorian places, this and that. Like, we're so lucky that we can drive 5 minutes and we're in India or we're in Italy or fucking France or whatever. And people take advantage of that, I think. Like, we're lucky. Like, restaurants are a treat in life, you know?
Yo, Vegas. But yet it's fucking hard.
You can eat anything, anywhere, sushi, this, that, and I've never been to a bad restaurant. So I'm lucky.
You haven't?
No.
You ever been to Wiener Schnitzel?
No, you know what you wanna know what the worst restaurant was that it was like, I try to be nice and like I'm not a complainer, you know, but Red Robin's was BS.
Really?
And I used to go there when we were little. That's
the one on Nellis.
Yeah. I went to the one on the mall.
They'd be robbing you.
I should they robbed
red handed.
Oh my God.
Dad jokes. I'm here with the dad jokes, guys.
I love them. I love them. Yeah. But it was like, I knew it was a bad sign when everybody take note to this. The moment you sit down, look at the silverware. If it's dirty, get the fuck out.
Get out.
And I didn't. And I know this rule. Yeah. And I stayed. Bad service. The food was horrible.
Let's talk about service for 1 second. Okay. Because this is my problem. I'm used to excellence.
Right.
Because we're in Las Vegas. And I'm just going to say this right now. Nowhere else in the world compares. I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. Like, to get the service that you get in Las Vegas in a regular restaurant, you'd have to, you wouldn't do it, you wouldn't get it in another town. You'd have to go to a bougie restaurant to get the kind of service like that you get at Lindo or just all these local places, local chains in Vegas. So, for example, shout out to Dallas, Texas. I love you, Dallas. But I went to, it was a fancy mall too. I went to P.F. Chang's.
Ooh.
That was my first mistake. I should have just went to Panda because I knew Panda would always come through.
Yeah, okay. Love Panda. Love me some Panda. Chow mein.
Shout out to the orange chicken. Okay, Super Greens, I see you. Okay, so, where was I going? Oh, we went to P.F. Chang's and I'm like, does anybody fucking work here? What is happening? Oh. But you could tell everybody was fine with the service around me. And then I told my friend Lynn, shout out to Linda, Lose Warrior. I was like,
I love her.
You do?
Hell
oh my gosh, shout out to Linda.
I listened to your podcast.
Oh, awesome.
Mm-hmm. Hell yeah.
Yeah, she lives in Dallas now.
Oh, wow.
She moved to Dallas.
Oh, cool.
So she met up with, and I was with Eva from the, Eva and Pat from the Colores Radio.
Listen to them too.
Oh my gosh. Mm-hmm. See, you really are podcasting.
Yes.
I love that.
I love
Let Loose
Let There
too.
Be Loose.
Yeah, Let There Be Loose is an awesome show. But I looked at her. She's a really good energy reader. So I could tell my energy wasn't, so I just had to explain. I was like, I'm sorry. I'm just calming myself down because I know we're in a different place and I'm just like used to excellent service and just to like things just take a little longer in other places. It's going to be okay. Like, I'm looking at my Diet Coke like, why isn't it filled? What the fuck is, because you know, at Lindo you can't even take a sip. And then
they're like
Oh my gosh, what was it? Oh yeah, we're trying to wrap up. Sorry, I just keep talking. But tell me, where can people follow you on the internet?
So on Instagram, I'm at All Rice No Beans Podcast. At Twitter, I'm at All Rice No Beans. And you can also email me at allricenobeanspodcast@gmail.com.
Amazing.
Yeah, if you are a restaurant owner, you want to be on my pod, I would love it. Questions, concerns, comments, go for it.
Yeah, and if you're ever in Las Vegas, come down to Lindo.
Mm-hmm.
Say hi to Steph. Don't be a creep. Just say hello.
Yes, I'm always there. I'll say hello.
Say hello. I listen to your podcast. Mm-hmm. And of course, support the original Lindo Michoacán, because they have always supported Latinos Who Lunch. And I just want to thank you from the bottom of my heart for always being there for us as a podcast. And for me, as a person, as a cousin, as a family member.
Yes, of course. Till the day I die, ride or die.
Thanks, Steph.
Madrina for life.
That's right. Save water. Drink margaritas.
What a badass. What a badass. And then the way that it structured the podcast, I like it because it becomes an archive, but it's a reflection of the restaurant industry, how it works, how it functions. Man, this is a great, 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 great podcast. Muchísimas felicidades, Stephanie. Thank you for all the support, but also very, very, la mejor de las suertes in this next phase of your career. Amazing.
Yes, yes. So please support All Rice, No Beans. You can find that wherever you listen to podcasts. Please rate, review her show, share the show. I'm so happy for my cousin, and I'm so proud of the work that she's doing. Like, she's creating her own archive of oral histories, the mm-hmm. way, you know, asking the questions that she wants and really getting into those topics that I would have never even thought about. Like, but of course, she's in the restaurant industry, and a lot of, you know, a lot of people's stories aren't told. And so she's doing the work, and I love it. And I can't believe she has time to do it, because she's so busy.
I know, she works so much.
She's there every freaking day. So, again, All Rice, No Beans. If you are in Las Vegas, please support Lindo Michoacán, any of the Lindo Michoacans. I think there's three of them now. So our favorite, of course, is the original Lindo Michoacán on East Desert
Inn. East Desert Inn.
That's right. That's right. Thank you. Thank you, Steph. You're the best. I'll see you at the next family gathering. Oh, my gosh. And so, subscribe to Stephanie's podcast. And if you're not subscribed to this one, what are you waiting for? Do it. We're on iTunes, everywhere you listen to podcasts. Please rate and review us. 5 stars.
5 stars solamente.
Because the more reviews we have, the more visible we are. And
visibility leads to representation, and representation matters.
That's right. Today's episode was produced by Justin Favela, Emmanuel Ortega, and Maite Sosa. Music by the band Brownout. Thank you. Thank you, Steph. Thank you, everybody, for listening. I'm out. Bye.
Ciao, ciao, ciao.
Stupid.